For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. The number of coronavirus cases at Farmville's ICE Detention Center have nearly doubled. Shenandoah County School Board votes the Confederate names out. And you've heard of the Freshman 15. How about the COVID-19? This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 10th. More than 100 people detained at an ICE detention facility in Farmville have now tested positive for the virus. Officials say it's the result of transferring COVID-positive people from other facilities. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement has not reported any deaths at the facility in Farmville, but they do say two people have been hospitalized for respiratory issues. Attorneys and advocates say conditions there have gotten worse. Adina Applebaum is with the Capital Area Immigrants' Rights Coalition.
People are really sick. Our clients are really suffering. We are just hearing horrible things on the phone from them. People are scared for their lives. We have clients who are being held in segregation just because they're sick, who are banging on the door for 90 minutes, screaming for help, and no one is coming. It's a terrible human rights crisis.
An ICE spokesperson disputes that characterization, saying detainees who have COVID-19 are getting care and most are asymptomatic. About a month ago, more than 70 people were transferred to the Farmville facility from Arizona and Florida. Attorney Nick Meritz says officials need to stop moving people around in the middle of a pandemic.
Farmville should stop letting itself get used as a dumping ground for ICE's public health problems. Release the detainees who don't have COVID, and the ones who do have COVID, let them go quarantine.
Advocates say the situation puts other folks in detention, staff, and the surrounding community at risk. I'm Mallory Nopain.
Shenandoah County School Board voted Thursday to remove Confederate names from two schools. The board voted 5-1 to approve the resolution to change the names of Stonewall Jackson High School and Ashby Lee Elementary School and to change the rebel mascot at North Fork Middle School. The changes are a result of renewed pressure to stop honoring Confederate figures and remove monuments statewide in the wake of the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and momentum from the Black Lives Matter movement. Governor Ralph Northam ceremonially signed 7 gun bills into law on Thursday. Northam says the bills, which went into effect last week, are not just designed to stop mass shootings.
Every year we lose more than 1,000 Virginians to gun violence. That's more than 3 Virginians every day in communities across our Commonwealth.
Nearly two-thirds of those gun deaths are suicides. One new law allows people to voluntarily place themselves on a confidential do-not-buy list for firearms. Once they're on the list, it will be a misdemeanor for them to own or purchase a gun. The program is set to be up and running next summer. State revenues have taken a hit during the pandemic, but a new report shows the loss is not as bad as expected, at least so far, from partner station VPM. Ben Pavier reports.
Back when the pandemic first hit Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam's finance chief warned of a $1 billion hit to revenues through June 30th. Instead, the damage was less than a quarter of that.
We're in a little bit better shape than we thought we were going to be in.
Democratic delegate Luke Torian chairs the House Appropriations Committee, which helps write the state budget.
But make no mistake, things are still pretty tight and we're going to have to be very disciplined.
Disciplined, he says, about updating the state's 2-year budget in a special session later this summer. That will likely mean less funding for state programs. Torian says it could be several years before the state's economy rebounds to where it was before the pandemic. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Laid-off workers in Virginia have finally begun to get money from the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program. The Commonwealth had lagged behind most other states in getting the PEUC program up and running. The Virginia Employment Commission said Thursday that the delay was caused by an antiquated system. The PEUC provides up to an additional 13 weeks of regular unemployment insurance to individuals who have already exhausted their benefits. VEC said that payments through the federally funded program began on Tuesday and are available through the week ending December 26th. Officials said that so far, the commission has paid out nearly $10 million on more than 12,000 claims. More than 41,000 individuals are potentially eligible. In the past 16 weeks, more than 930,000 initial claims have been filed in Virginia, the highest number in years. Finally today, college students sometimes joke about the freshman 15, the weight they gain from eating more high-calorie food while away at school. Well, these days, nutritionists are also talking about the COVID-19, pounds added during a pandemic. Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman spoke with an expert on stress eating and filed this report.
As a registered dietitian, Melanie Brady counsels students at the University of Virginia. And since March, she's seen more people dealing with stress and loneliness by eating.
We eat in response to positive emotions, too. But I think stress eating, when people talk about that, they're really thinking about feeling stressed out and then looking for something comforting or soothing.
She says that's normal, a signal that something is wrong and we're trying to take care of ourselves. The key is to find alternative behaviors that can soothe without causing weight gain, like taking a walk, emailing, texting, or calling friends or relatives, meditating, or deep breathing.
Even just a few long, slow, deep breaths, we know, has the physiological impact of calming and soothing our nervous system.
Humans are wired to respond to visual cues, so Brady suggests putting food into cupboards or in the fridge, preparing more meals at home to avoid high-fat carryout, and eating at scheduled times rather than grazing through a less structured day at home. I'm Sandy Houseman.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Friday.